Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yes, somebody reconfigured our computer and did not configure it so that it would work.
Oh, okay.
I just got a... This is funny, too. I just got a text from our producer.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, I'm running behind. No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Shrek.
Seems obvious at this point.
Yeah, I got it. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's Michaela Gordon, and he's eventually going to be Adrian Hernandez. I mean, he is Adrian. He's the late Adrian Hernandez.
Yeah, the present Adrian Hernandez.
No, he's not present.
I'm saying at some point when he comes in, he'll be the present.
The future Adrian Hernandez.
Looking good.
Right now, he's the late Adrian Hernandez.
Love it.
It's Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. 16 days until toy drop. 16. You know what? Get this wet. Rain sucks at toy drive. Wind is awful. Wind is super awful. Wind is destructive. Wind messed everything up.
Listen, wind took that tent out last year.
Sure. Rain is rain, like, I don't want to say it kills it, but it just does, because nobody goes out. Nobody's going to come. Wind, people will still show up, and then it'll be, hey, yeah, looks like you got a problem there. Yeah, thank you. No, we've got it. We'll figure it out.
Right.
But it doesn't end toy drive for the day. If it's raining, so get it out of here. Good. I'd rather have it now. 16 days out. On this side of Thanksgiving. Why not?
Yeah.
True story, best toy drive weather is cloudy and 55.
Yeah, you've said that just because the sun's not beating down on you.
Yep.
Makes sense.
And you could still layer up. You could be kind of like warm and cozy. You kind of be like warm and cozy and you don't have shed layers.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Makes sense.
Yeah, if I could put in a request. Mm-hmm. But we're 16 days out. You good?
Yeah. You good?
Yeah, dude. Went to Monday Night Football last night.
That's right.
Yeah, hung out with Farhan Naqvi. It was
love
nice.
Love that.
He's my buddy.
Cute.
Yeah, he's my buddy. We were, but you know what? I'll tell you this much. Farhan, as you well know, does things right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Farhan does it well. And he's literally earned every bit of that. We were talking. I did not know this. He and... Sandra Douglas Morgan, the president of the Raiders.
Yeah.
They took the bar together.
Oh, wow.
They took the bar together and lived in these, what I'm guessing were not the greatest of apartments over, like, on Flamingo.
you know what I mean? Yeah.
On, like, East Flamingo.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Somewhere in that neighborhood over there. And they both, they lived in the same apartment complex.
Oh, I love that so much.
And it was, and I'm,
they had to come up together.
And I looked at them and I went, look at you two now.
So you know, great.
Farhan Naqvi is Farhan Naqvi. And Sandra Douglas Morgan is, I didn't know she was local like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Apparently she's listened to this show for a number of years.
So great.
So.
How fun.
Listen, so I'm going to be nice about this. The Raiders were not good last night. They were not.
I know.
I think we can all admit that.
There's a lot going on at that game, and it was not a win.
Yeah, Nelly was amazing. Nelly was amazing at halftime. Allegiant Stadium's incredible.
I know.
I realized I had never seen a regular season Raider game.
Oh, yeah. I guess I haven't either. No.
I'd been really, okay, we'll go. We'll go. Just like, you know what? When we took our excursion to the Golden Knights, me and you, we'll go to a Raider game.
Great.
Because it's fun. It's, you know, I'm not easily overwhelmed, and it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, they also had, like, Taylor from The Bachelorette from Mormon Wives filming last night.
Okay.
There was so much going on just this one game that it was, like, not even about the game, which I low-key, like, well, love for them.
That was kind of good that it was, there was a distraction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I have a question to ask you about her that you may or may not be able to answer. Taylor, you guys are like Instagram buddies.
Yeah.
Taylor,
Taylor Frankie whatever Paul.
Yeah, her.
Yes.
I got questions in a minute. Hang on.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
No, for real, first things first. Get ready for this. It seems like complete chaos today.
Yeah.
Our issue was an internal issue with the operating system.
Yes.
Didn't have anything to do with this. I don't think. No, I don't. No, because there was something that wasn't set right in the machine that I fixed. Intranet infrastructure provider Cloudflare says it is deploying a fix for an issue that has caused global outages for ChatGPT.
No! I love you, ChatGPT.
Do you?
I love it.
So much.
Obsessed. We've rarely learned to fall in love with each other.
Social media platform X, transit infrastructure, and other prominent internet services all out this morning because of this cloud flare. Obviously really hit the UK and Western Europe hard. And right at the start of the workday for the East Coast. Lovely.
Great.
So good. So there's that going on. At least, and I tell you, if you were listening at the start of the show, Adrian was late today. As I told Adrian a moment ago, at least there's a funny story to go along with that. We'll do that in just a minute. At least it's funny.
Good. It's funny.
I'm not going to lie. I was a little mad. Not a lot.
Hey, I'm not going to lie either. I was too.
I would imagine you were more mad than I was. let me get the story first. Let me get the story. Story's funny. So we'll get to that in a minute. First pick. Where are we starting on this?
We'll start with Danielle Jones from The Chills.
Would be caller number 25. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
So Annie's kid just joined the Marine Corps. She's super proud. Annie's way involved. He recently got shipped off, and she says, truth be told, I had letters that were written for him before I even knew where to send them. She's writing him about four times a week, and his uncle was like, you need to stop that, because this is going to... Is this... You laugh as if you have experience in this realm. Is she making it harder for him?
Yes, I think so. I think it's a little excessive. Maybe she can write four, send one.
That's so cute. Right. Yes, that's good.
Right. Or, you know what? Send them all, but send them in one envelope. You know what I mean? Write them.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, you're genius. You're genius with that.
So cute.
I think we all get it. Like Michaela immediately when we were telling this story, Michaela immediately melts into a puddle on the floor. Just like, oh my God, this is so sweet. It's so amazing. And I'm thinking, this kid's going to take a beating.
Yeah, but also knowing in the back of my mind, my brother would have murdered us. Like, he would definitely get hazed.
For a week, Mika.
A week. And it's not from his like homeboys. Like from his sister or his mom. No, you can't do it. You gotta have restraint.
And your homeboys, like you said, if your buddies are writing you letters, then that opens up a whole new.
No, they do.
No, but I mean, at that rate.
Oh yeah. No. Everyone's doing here or there. Sisters can't do that.
What's super funny? My godson was in the Navy, and his mom was, and she's a mama. You know what I mean? She's a smotherer. And she knows it. She admits it. Mm-hmm. Her mother was that way. I guarantee her mother's mother was that way. That's just what they do in that family, and God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
And she was all about being a Navy mom. Oh my God.
So cute.
Then when it looked like there might be a little conflict in the Middle East, she was like, you get out of that Navy.
I
could not have gotten
Listen.
Could not be more over it. Now that she's taken all the bumper stickers off the car, she's donated all of her sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah. When my brother said he was going to the Army, I started weeping. And he's like, it's just the Academy. Calm down. And I was like, I know. Okay.
You're going to go somewhere and get shot.
Yeah. He's like, it's just training. It's basic training.
Yeah. Danielle, we've got a $100 Smart and Final gift card for you just in time for Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Use it well. Have a great day. Sometimes the song fits the vibe outside. And that just felt like that.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but our windows look out to the southwest, and it looks like that next. There's supposed to be another run of rain coming through by the end of the morning.
Does it look outside?
Well, yeah.
I got to peek over.
I was like, I might just shut the blinds. This looks a little... looks a little...
Looking a little lonely.
Looks spooky. Ominous, yeah. That was not... Adrian was late this morning, and it wasn't the rain. It wasn't any...
I wish it was.
Dude, I love this, though. Michaela was going, you missed it. I don't know if you were listening on the way in, but the on the operating system, somebody came in. I'm pretty sure I know who. Somebody came in and did something to it, but then didn't reset it so that it would go through the wires and come out the speakers.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like you could push stuff and then it would go no. It would just say no, and you gotta channel it. Luckily, this happened to me once before a number of years ago, and I remembered how.
Still remembered. Okay, yeah,
it took me a second to figure it out. But so we're in the middle of that. Michaela's over there going, Mercury in retrograde.
That's right.
What else did you say? It's
Mercury in retrograde. It's in Cancer.
It's in Cancer.
That's right.
It's in Cancer.
I knew there was extra hot sauce on the.
Yeah.
What is
so
that?
It's not your fault, Adrian. It's just.
What part does the.
Times are berserk.
What does the being in Cancer do to it?
More emotional, more sensitive, deeper. Cancer is the most emotional sign of the astrology.
Hmm.
So everything gets a little more intense when the Cancers arrive.
So that's what retrograde's going through, like an emotional time period right now?
Yeah, well, Mercury, it's the last Mercury retrograde in 2025. So it's super intense, but it's not a bad thing. It's just things go a little
erratic. Oh, there's multiple ones in the year. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I feel like I live it every day. I got to be honest.
Right.
What happened to our guy that Mercury got in your way?
She flipped that. She flipped me out of that really quick. Just like,
Also the framing. I love this.
I was just kidding.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't even hear you.
Oh, I said I feel like I live it every day.
Oh, yeah.
I was just joking. It was all just jokes.
Yeah.
I didn't really mean it.
I don't care.
I enjoy our time together.
I know.
I wasn't referring to you or anyone else I know.
Even if you were.
No.
It's a wacky time.
No. And I wouldn't. Okay, so who stole your key fob?
I stole my key fob.
Oh,
I left it in my pant jacket. And look, the immature part of me wants to blame the dentist because I had to go yesterday and had a filling and they numbed me up. And I think because I'm a fat guy, they filled me up with bear tranquilizer because I was feeling loopy yesterday for most of the day. So I couldn't remember where my key fob was. And then I spent 30 minutes looking for it.
Oh my God, I love you.
And it's triggering.
God bless you for your authenticity right now.
The entire time, the mother of my child was running through my head. This is why you always need to have it in the key holder. Stop carrying it with just the key fob. You're going to lose it.
Okay, but that tracks so hard because yesterday my guy was texting me and he was like, this is crazy.
When you
this
say my guy,
insane.
Are you talking about Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, what?
Thank you for the context.
What? And he was like, this is wild. And I was like, what, Adrian? What? Never got around to telling me. Then I Googled and I was like, does this have something to do with John Cena? Of course it did. But never at one point did he make sense.
Oh,
he
yeah.
just kept saying,
were you high?
This is insane.
It felt very
Tracks.
Close to it.
This makes sense
And I was
now.
Like, yo, it's been 6 hours. What the hell's going on? I've had a filling before.
They gas you for a filling?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it usually takes 2 or 3 hours. I'm good.
What kind of dentist is this? And can I have
Where
their
can
number?
We go?
Get a good feeling, yeah.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. This is interesting. A new poll found that derogatory slurs are becoming less and less common. Gen Z doesn't find things like the F word offensive, but they are offended if you use racist, sexist, and bigoted language. So stuff like that isn't being used as much because you're much more likely to be called out on it.
So I love that.
Yeah, so maybe we are being a little nicer to each other in certain ways. Now if we could just figure out our road rage issues and the, you know, We might be all right.
The world will heal.
Might be doing okay. A dog in Scotland fell 100 feet down a cliff. He's fine somehow. What was wild is that then this rescue team had to spend quite a bit of time to rappel down to get him through the whole thing. He just virtually unscathed. They're still kind of trying to figure it out.
Oh, my God. That's amazing, though.
He's basically unhurt to the point of where they decided to go ahead and get together a photo with this dog before they left. So they're like, he's like a miracle dog.
Yeah, okay.
Crazy. And then a woman from Michigan took a trip to Chicago. She left her purse. Well, she was sitting there and just kind of set her purse on the bench. The way I've seen it written where it was like that she left her purse. She didn't leave it. She set it down, which, by the way, still shouldn't do.
Yeah, for sure.
But some dude, of course, tried to take it. Two random women. So he tried to take it. He did get away, right?
Yeah.
Two random women a little bit later see this guy standing with the purse going through it. And they go, that's not your purse. And they stole it from him. Basically took it away from him.
Oh, like, physically, I like justice.
Physically wrestled the purse away from him and then left it at a nearby store. The woman ended up walking into the store about 5 minutes later going, hey, did some guy come by and drop off? And the cashier goes, you mean this purse right here? Then the cashier told the woman the story of the two other women who had told her the story of them wrestling the purse away.
Insane.
Yeah. And she never got to thank them. So there are...
justice angels.
Silent justice angels.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in the world. And wherever you are.
We love you.
Mercury in retrograde ain't messing with you.
Amen.
It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! We've got 7:04 on Tuesday morning, the 18th day of November 2025. 16 days till Toy Drive. Just 16. 2 weeks
Insane.
From Thursday. 2 weeks from Thursday. Thanksgiving coming up in a week. And then 2 weeks till Toy Drive. 7,675 bikes would be one more. We'd really love to see 8,000. I don't know. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
$786,895 would be one more dollar. And we'd love to, honestly, we'd love to see 8,000 and $800,000. That'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
Pretty amazing. On year number 27 for Toy Drive, and this year's my 25th, and that will be a 25 times 12 at the end of it, 300 days on a scaffold.
Remarkable, man. Crazy.
10 months. And a bunch of that in the same spot.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
How many, and this kind of blew my mind. I should probably save this for later, but and maybe we'll come back around to it.
Okay.
How many, do you have pennies laying around?
No. You know where I have them? On my dashboard, that little like, if I ever, and here's why I have it. When I get tipped, like when we sing, my band, I'll have cash randomly. I'll use it.
Sure.
I'll get the change and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? So there's pennies on the little thing, but no, nowhere else.
I've like changed dishes.
Yeah, you know, yeah, remember, yeah, yeah.
But very rare. I couldn't tell you the last time I had changed.
I know.
I will pick up pennies. Adrian, do you have pennies?
Yes, we got a little bucket for Sire. Little bucket we dump everything in.
So they minted the last penny last week. And remember, everybody started going crazy about, you know, well, are we going to round up or round down and yada, yada, yada. And businesses were putting signs up and that if you're going to pay with cash, you got to round up or whatever. We don't have penny. There are still 300 billion with a B penalties, pennies. There are 300 billion pennies still in circulation, which means there are likely more pennies in our galaxy than there are stars in our galaxy.
Whoa.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So the fact that we're not, Okay, it says this, though. Still, the fact that we're not making more could cause a penny shortage over the holidays if banks can't kick them out for businesses to use. I still think that's, I don't know, that seems like a lot.
Seems like a lot.
300 billion pennies seems like we're worried about nothing.
I literally feel that deeply.
Like, when are we going to...
You guys, there's no shortage. Stop it. 300 billion.
It's like when everybody rushed the stores and grabbed toilet paper. Was anybody really out of toilet paper ever? Is anybody still using their toilet paper stash?
I think my mother-in-law is actually. I feel like there's still a little stash there.
There might be.
All our kids come over and get it.
We laughed. My wife and I went to Costco yesterday because she goes, we're down to one package of toilet paper. One. And I said, wait, one roll or one package? She goes, one package. And I said, okay, so we're good for another like 2 weeks. She said, no, let's go get it.
Yeah.
Let's go make sure. And then I thought, well, when was the last time we had gotten that far down?
Yeah. Hear that.
To the last package.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not in a while.
Yeah.
It's weird. Just weird stuff. That's all weird stuff. More rain coming through. We're not out of it yet, folks. Might even go a good part of the day. So just give yourself a little extra time this morning. Because if for no other reason, if you go, I don't care. I come from a place where we drive in the rain. This is a little different. You have to admit that. I come from Seattle. We know all about rain. This is it's slickerier.
Yeah, dude. And there's also people on the road that do not know how to deal with the rain.
Bingo!
And when I say those people, I mean me. So give me some grace and get out of the way.
That's the thank you.
For your own safety.
Thank you for leading me right down the path.
I got your back.
To right where I wanted to go. Yeah, there's other, you know, people freak out here. So just give it some extra time if you can weasel it. And
yeah,
we'll all get there safely. Jasmine Durham of Silverado Ranch, our brand new champion. She's going for win number two today. 702-364-9898. Tickets for you. Four of them to our advanced screening this Saturday of Disney Zootopia 2 in theaters everywhere, November 26th.
I'm hyped.
Thanks to our buddies at Ally Global Marketing.
I'll be in the building on Saturday with the fam.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I
guarantee. Well, last week I found out that CM Punk and Roman Reigns are in the movie, and The Rock's also in the movie. So
say less.
Boom, there you go.
Uh-huh. What more do you need?
Do you want me to get you extra tickets? Do you want me to?
No, I'll be good.
Michaela and I'll go in and ask for tickets. We'll give them to you.
No, we got our set. Right? We got our four. We're good.
Well, when you go get something for your friend, you're like, hey, can I have these? They're like, doesn't feel like that's something you'd even care about. You're like, I do.
I've already picked out my blanket. I'm ready to go.
It's Disney Zootopia 2.
Woohoo!
In theaters everywhere, November 26th. You can have your tickets right now. All you got to do is take down the champ on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Good luck.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. You know the other thing I realized, too, with the weather changing and it's getting a little chillier?
Tell me.
So the hoodies, the quarter zips, the sweaters, the whatever that you would ordinarily not wear out in public because you haven't had to.
Yeah.
But maybe it was a little extra chilly in your house that day or whatever, you went and put it on. And then when you wear it out in public, you realize it's got either dog or cat hair all over it. That's me. I've spent the last 45 minutes.
Hate that so much. I know exactly what you're saying. It's so annoying.
I used half a roll of tape. Half a roll of tape in here this morning. Mm-hmm. Cat hair.
I know.
Off of my... You know what we're talking about, right, Jasmine?
Yep.
She's like, no, I don't. What are you talking about?
She's like, wait a minute. What I'm from Pennsylvania, so this isn't cold.
No, of course. Oh, good. You know what? And please don't ever mention that again. Have you... How long have you been here?
About 2 years.
So you know better. You're starting to know better. Know what? You're the one that no one likes when you do that.
I'm from the UK. UK shovels.
It's like, stop it. Just admit that the wind cuts through you. Admit it.
But it doesn't. It doesn't.
Well, I hope you lose today. I hope you lose, and I hope you lose terribly.
Just so you know. I'm going to win.
We'll
see. Go off, sister.
We'll find out. And you know I'm just kidding. But really, nobody likes you when you do that out here. Are you wearing shorts today?
No, I'm not.
Don't do that.
Listen, she might be laying out today. My dad's from Philadelphia, and so Pennsylvania as a whole is like...
Yeah.
Even my dad was like, I love this weather. It's great. I was like, no, get over it.
Get over it, Rocky G. I get it. But it's the... You don't have to say anything about it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, ain't that cold? Listen.
I'm going to put Jasmine in the
group. Everyone's complaining, though. Everyone complains, so I try to be positive and tell them it could be worse.
No, yes. You just gotta let it go. You just gotta let it go. No, no one wants to hear that. I gotta be honest with you. Nobody. Well, where I come from, no. I learned that pretty early. When I first got here, it was cloudy one day, and somebody goes, "Look at the storm." It was cloudy, and I was like, "What are you talking about?" And literally, it ruined the friendship.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Because I mocked them. And
that
they
escalated.
No, because I mocked them because it was cloudy. And they were like, ooh, storm. And I'm like, not exactly. So
I love when you get your Larry David on.
Maybe that's why I'm sensitive to it.
Actually, it's not a storm. It was just some clouds.
It's just some clouds. You're fine. All right, who's our challenger today that hopefully will beat Jasmine?
That's Jordan Vieira from Sky Canyon.
I'm really just kidding, Jasmine. I'm joking. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
Oh, man, just on my way to work.
Yeah. Take your time. Be careful today. Everybody, buzz in with your name. If you think you know the answer to the question, do it nice and loud so that there's no doubt that it was you who got in first, although I think we'll be able to tell these two apart today. I think that'll be a little easier than most days. But don't answer until we call on you, because even though you think you got in first, you may not have. And Jasmine, a warm-up question for you. Why do we call our quiz master the commissioner?
Because her last name's Gordon.
That's my girl.
All right, Jasmine, you're back in my good graces now. Not that you cared, but you are. Here she is, the one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
Surprise, surprise, this singer's album is still number one on the charts. And it's true, being a showgirl really is the best. What's this artist's name?
Jasmine.
Wait. Oh, did Jordan get it?
No, it was Jordan.
Oh, you know what? I didn't. What I heard, I didn't think was him. I thought it was something else. Yeah. So, I've been overruled. Jordan, what's the answer?
I'm gonna go with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah. That would be pretty good. Challenger one. See, lest you thought I was gonna cheat for the challenger, Jasmine. I tried to. I didn't do it on purpose, but I almost cheated on your behalf. Challenger one, champion Zip.
Offset is suggesting on social media that his ex's new baby is his and she is not having it.
Jasmine. Cardi B.
Is it Cardi B?
Yes.
Wow.
Why starting the drama.
Is he just doing that to mess up her life, or is there a chance that he's telling the truth?
There's a chance.
I feel like there's a chance. I'm just reading awesome. What's out there.
All right, we're tied at one.
This singer made his first court appearance since his arrest for walking around naked in cowboy boots and assaulting...
Jasmine. Little Nas X.
So how did it go for him in court?
Amazing. His attorney said it went, quote... Amazing. He's doing amazing. Everything's amazing.
Not what we were expecting.
You said amazing, and I was like, wow, that's a really positive, over the top.
And no. I quote,
Amazing. Well, good for him.
Yeah, not much to say.
Is he off the hook, or does he have to go back, or what now? Who knows?
Didn't say that.
It's just amazing.
Just
good
said,
luck to
and
you.
And his lawyer said, quote, amazing.
The champion surges in front, 2-1.
This singer was the entertainment at the Raiders game last night with songs like Hot and Her. What's his name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine for the win.
Nelly.
Was it Nelly? Some would say game over. Some would say that was the best part of the game last night.
Oh, I bet. I love Nelly, actually.
Many would say. Honestly, he was really good.
He was great.
He was really good. You know why? Because they did this tight medley. It was just really, yeah. The crowd was way into it and all of that. Hey, Jordan, we started off hot, but
what are you going to do? It's all good.
Yeah. Honestly, she's a really good player. So I would try again in the future.
I will do. You all have a wonderful day and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Man. Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, we are there.
Yeah, we're in the window.
Oh, my God.
Jasmine, we're in the window for a happy Thanksgiving, aren't we?
I would say yes.
Yeah, I would think so. All right, so you got your Jonas Brothers yesterday. You got your Zootopia 2 today. In theaters everywhere, November 26th, Disney's Zootopia 2. Tomorrow, shall we play for a $100 Smart and Final gift card?
Sure.
Oh, you don't? Works. Oh, wait, you don't have Jonas. Oh, no, you did get Jonas Brothers yesterday. That's right. Now you have two wins. Never mind. I'm very confused. We'll play for a $100 Smart and Final gift card tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So we also saw the guy that grabbed Ariana Grande on the yellow carpet.
Yeah.
The Singapore premiere of Wicked for Good.
Yeah, that weirdo professional freaky grabber.
Yeah, The Weeknd, Chainsmokers, and Katy Perry apparently before.
Not the Olympics too?
I don't know.
I saw something that the past Olympics that he, like, I think it was a tracker. That he ran onto the field.
Mm-hmm.
So it's his thing. Okay, let me ask you this question. Let me shift the question ever so slightly. He got 9 days in jail. 9 days in jail in Singapore, which is important to me. Because Singapore, they don't mess around.
Yeah.
Do you think 9 days was enough?
No. Not for this guy. He keeps doing it. Mm-hmm. Clearly, the punishment isn't enough. This is where I sympathize with celebrities. I feel like, look, yeah, they're out there doing their thing. They have all their business out there, but they shouldn't be you know what I'm saying?
No,
and this guy should be punished.
This is not okay.
More severely.
And honestly, I would have, if Cynthia Erivo, who I really think thought about throat punching if she had, I'd have been okay with it.
100%.
Because there's
a natural reaction. You would do that for Amy. Anybody, like if your person is getting.
I would do it for you.
Yeah.
If somebody came up and grabbed you.
Yeah, dude, your natural reaction is like you're going to protect your
I may
friend.
Throw a punch.
Totally.
And so I got to go to jail?
Yeah.
You know, or I got to get sued?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Cynthia, this turns into a much bigger conversation. If Cynthia Erivo throws a punch and breaks his eye socket, is that okay?
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, it is. Self-defense.
He sues her. He sues her for $10 million. They settle for $500,000. I guarantee it.
I feel like that's such a common...
It's unfortunate.
Storyline.
I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
Yeah, sucks.
Because whatever happened to, at least when I was growing up, I'd be like, they hit me. First question I would get would be, what did you do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody just randomly comes up and hit, you know, like Cynthia Erivo doesn't just punch this dude. No, she punches him. Because he jumped on it. He went into a place that he wasn't supposed to go.
Totally.
In a place where she could expect safety. And by the way, where was security?
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm firing every bodyguard I ever had.
100%. And as little as Ariana Grande is, they need to be closer by. She wouldn't have been able to defend herself even if she was quick on the draw. She's little. Like, thank God, Cynthia.
This dude came from a long way out.
Yeah, it was weird.
To get to her, and then he jumped up and down two or three times. Go, make sure you get the shot.
No, well, that's the other thing, that there's a social media play, so some people could be doing it just to get famous.
That's totally why he's
having the access now to know what they're doing is like...
Ed sucks.
And also the new Selena documentary that just came out on Netflix, which of course she passed away and got killed by a super fan.
Selena. Well, she was the head of her fan club.
Exactly. Like now, there's no sympathy for this. Sorry.
Weird side story on that. Weird side story. The Associated Press, when Selena Quintanilla, when she got killed, the Associated Press story called her the Madonna of Hispanic music or something along those of Tejano music.
Uh-huh.
They called her the Madonna. And so, alas, I was on the air at the time.
Uh-huh.
And read it as that. And there were a lot of people that thought Madonna died.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that makes sense.
I know.
Yes. Oh, God.
Because they only hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, of course.
There are some people right now that just went, wait, Madonna died?
I know.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I promise we'll be done with it after this. Because I guarantee there's a certain faction of people right now that are going, enough already.
Yeah, maybe. But what'd they say?
No, not you.
I'm interested in what they're saying.
No, now the other thing, this has come up. Shelly just sent me a text. My wife said something yesterday and then went two other times.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ariana Grande sick?
Is she too thin?
She's so thin. The question came up once yesterday. Do you think she'll kind of, and I felt bad because it was, will she go back to normal? And I was like,
I don't think she's sick.
But will she put some weight on after the movie?
I don't know. I feel like she's been as transparent as we could assume. I mean, she doesn't. I think she's like a super vegan. She's little. She's already little. She's like five. She's shorter than I am. She's like 5 feet tall.
Bingo.
And I think when you have such a limited diet, I think she's just very frail and skinny. I don't think it's sick. I think it's just,
I think it happens quickly for her.
Yeah. I mean, 5 pounds.
5 pounds might as well be a million.
100%.
Either way.
Uh-huh. Because even at 5'2", immediately. So as little as she is, yeah, you notice it right away. I don't think she's, I know a lot of people were like, yeah, is she sick? Because I think she stopped doing the spray tans because she was getting in trouble for appropriating. So she stopped doing that. So she looks super pale, which is her skin color. And then she dyed her hair blonde. So that made her look even more pale.
Yeah.
And then she lost 4 pounds. And you're like, where is she? that's what happened.
And the stress of all of this. You know, we all think,
she dealt with a lot of grief with losing her.
People don't fully understand what that job entails.
Yeah.
And listen, we'd all love, well, she gets paid for it. Sure. Doesn't mean it's not hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why you get paid for it. Oh, I could do that.
And
I'll
she's
go out there
special.
And act.
She's a different type of breed actress and singer. Like, she's one of the bigger, greater ones, yeah. I think. Not anybody can do what she does.
Chet, I don't want to throw you down a rabbit hole on YouTube, but yeah, she's not the only one that's having these same concerns on that cast. Michelle Yeoh, too. They did the comparison of the yellow carpet from the first movie and the yellow carpet to this movie, and it's very Ariana Grande-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, she's
lost a lot of weight, too.
Is it bad if I say I'm not worried about her?
Yes.
Because that's not how I mean it. But it's how I...
Yeah, I just think people have different dietary restrictions. I don't know. I feel like it's hard to say.
Well, the expectations. Listen, the expectations. I guarantee somebody had something unkind. Let's focus on the Michelle Yeoh for 10 seconds. I guarantee somebody said something unkind to her, or she, in her own head, didn't like how she looked.
100%.
And so she decided to do something, and this is what happened. So now, and then now... We're talking about Ariana Grande and Michelle Yeoh's catching strays.
I know. She's like, what did I have to do with this?
She's too skinny, too.
It's tough being a woman. Any kind of weight criticism is heavy. Even I've dealt with it just
I
in
had
high
the
school.
Flu. I had the flu. It's Singapore. The diet didn't agree with me.
But Michaela, I don't even want to say a woman. I just want to give grace to everyone because, you know, they're about to honor Chadwick Boseman with his Walk of Fame and the same thing where people were concerned about the way he was looking. And
totally.
We found out what really happened.
I don't even know what we're talking about now. Relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. Somebody had to give the world peace answer. I just want to give grace.
It's true.
Yeah, you don't know if people are battling back behind the scenes.
No, that's lovely.
I guess.
Thank you for that. Relationship rehab coming up in just a moment. My fiance wants me to get rid of my tattoo. I might very well look in a normal situation. I would be like, no, you don't have to. I may be the wrong person to ask. I just might. I want to side.
Do you have tattoos?
I have one.
You do? Where?
Well, let's take a break. I'm just kidding.
Hey, what?
Got it.
No, it's on my shoulder.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, it's not about me. It's about her.
I just want you to know if you had a tattoo before we got into opinions.
It's
about her.
Whoa, hardcore. The motorcycle man. My bad.
What?
Hardcore man.
Where are we? All right, we're going to bring this show back to the center and we'll do a relationship rehab in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you win me up there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
8:03 on Tuesday morning, the 18th day of November 2025. 16 days until Toy Drive.
Let's go.
16 days. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Enchants Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark. The world's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, and more. Returning this Friday through December 28th. Your tickets are available right now at enchantchristmas.com. Relationship Rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf. Thanks for all the love for the picture of Carla outside of our studios. Proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive, Sea of Bikes, Big Bully Turf, new to Toy Drive, and they are fired up. And hopefully,
awesome.
Hopefully you guys are too. Michaela, I'm going to be on the wrong side of this one.
All right, let's hear it.
I can feel it. I don't want to be, but my fiance, Alondra in the Southwest, my fiance has been pushing me to get a tattoo removed. So immediately I'm like, no, your body, your choice. When I was with my ex, who I have two children with, I got all of their names tattooed on my arm. My fiance thinks I should get my ex's name removed. But it's part of this overall beautiful tattoo that includes my kids' names. He thinks it's disrespectful to him as my new husband. I think it's disrespectful of him to me. Huh? It's disrespectful of him to me. Yeah, okay. To think that I never had a life before him.
Uh-oh.
We need a referee.
Oh, God.
And I, man, you know it's no good being in the mushy middle, but I'm leaning. I'm leaning ever so. I can explain myself. This is totally my stance today is 100% in my feelings.
Okay.
And that's all it is.
My stance is having Lisa, my wife's name, tattooed on my body. So we'll see where we land with this. Oh, I'm interested to see where you land with this.
Are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, and we're interested to find out where you land with this. And as promised, Jonas Brothers, 4 tickets to Jonas 20 Greetings from Your Hometown Tour. MGM Grand Garden Arena, Saturday, November 29th, which is not this Saturday, but next. Remember when that was so far off?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our friends at Live Nation gave us 4 tickets to give to you right now at 702-364-9898. Adrian, do you have tattoos?
No.
Not a one.
Not yet.
Oh, you're thinking about it?
Yeah.
Have you got it narrowed
I was going to do it at WrestleMania last year, but I might do it this year, coming up in April.
Is it a WrestleMania tattoo?
No, unlikely.
Yeah.
The show. Sure, that's his brand. That's his podcast.
It's awesome.
That he has how many millions of... No, it's
millions of views, yes, but 140,000 subscribers at the
Woo!
Moment.
Huge, huge. 702-364-9898. Does Alondra need to get the tattoo removed? I had a solution. The solution doesn't work. We'll talk about it in a minute.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, professionally unprofessional, 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Relationship Rehab brought to you by Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC. Jeff Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, Sea of Bikes. Toy Drive, 16 days away.
Woohoo!
Alondra in the Southwest, her fiance has been pushing to get a tattoo removed. Previous relationship, two kids, everybody's names are on her arm. I tried to weasel out of this by saying, can't you just get the tattoo changed?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just get it covered?
Yeah.
She says, no, it would ruin the whole thing. I don't know what that means. It's none of my business. I got an answer. I figured there was no need to press.
Yeah, sure.
But I did try to find... Tried to find a way through.
But that's not an option.
Not an option.
Okay.
Sorry, did I just ruin your answer?
No. That's good. That's important.
My fiance thinks she should get the ex's name removed. She says that's non-negotiable. Each one thinks the other one is being disrespectful. Is the long and the short of it. Adrian, where are we starting?
We'll start line 7 with Ben.
Ben, there's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, man. Where are you at on this?
Oh, keep it. It's ridiculous to ask for someone to remove a tattoo. It's one of those things of you saw it whenever you guys first got together. You knew it was there. If it was an issue, you should have said something then.
I think he has been. I wanted to go that route too. She said my fiance has been pushing me. So once it got to the point. I'm spitballing here, but I think it's a fair assumption that he waited to find out if they were actually going to, you know, go the whole route on the journey
mm-hmm.
before saying that.
Yeah.
So it sounds like that was a red flag, and he should have pulled the plug a lot longer before it was that big of an issue.
Well, yeah, but you also never know if she wouldn't say yes. If she wouldn't say, okay, well, that's great. Four tickets for the Jonas Brothers. Jonas 20, greetings from your hometown. Jesse McCartney, don't call him Frank the Tank. Franklin Jonas. I know, right?
Excuse me.
Please make a note of it.
Beautiful.
And Delisa at MGM Grand Garden Arena on Saturday, November 29th, courtesy of Live Nation. I don't know I don't know if you can call him Frank the Tank still or not, but generally when they make a point to say Franklin, that's, you know... That's a subtle sign.
Yeah.
Of this is not what I would like to be called anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, thank you, buddy. Hang on one second, all right?
Thanks, all right. Ben.
All right, Michaela, what do you think?
Okay, look. Someone who has Lisa, my wife's name, tattooed on my body. I love it. She's the best. I also am coming from the perspective of intending to get the Italian flag on my lower back and not getting the right colors. And there is nothing.
Because it's the Mexican flag instead, right?
It's no, not me. It's like the Irish flag.
Oh, that's.
Remember? It's like not even close to who I am.
You know why? Because I've put it out of my head and I'm never going to bring it up. You'll have to be the one to bring it up. I'm never going to be the one to bring it up.
I love it. Well, our listeners do when they see me in public. And honestly, I respect that. So I will say it would make it worse if I even touched it. So it's just there. It has to be there. That's the end of it.
Right.
No questions asked. So if her tattoo would be totally messed up, it has her kids' names on it. That's the father of her children. I really think you just let it go. If nothing else, she just gets his name tattooed on her body somewhere else. So he feels like loyalty vibes as well.
Kimberly, keep it or get rid of it.
I said keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. George, keep it or get rid of it.
I said keep it.
Period.
Everybody's team keep it so far. Oh, don't have your name. Haven't been screened. Hi. Do you mind if we put you on the air?
Sure.
My bad. Sorry, Adrian. Keep the tattoo or get rid of it. Thank you. That was on me for getting him on screen. Jessica, keep the tattoo or get rid of it?
I would get rid of it.
How come?
I feel like respect, I guess. And, like, if you can't cover it up, I mean, I don't know. I would just get rid of it.
The thing. Oh, wow. Everybody, that's so funny. The first set of callers were all keep it, keep it, keep it. Now, David, you're another one for get rid of the tattoo. Why?
Because they're going to see it every day. If you can't get it covered up, I don't know. Get rid of it.
I think it's
for that.
It's just tough because if she has to get rid of it, it sounds like she also has to get rid of her kids' names, and I'm sure that's the issue she has.
Let me throw this out, because I'm not big into tattoo culture. I'm just not.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know everything about it. Could you potentially, here was my other way through, could you potentially have this tattoo removed, replace it with another tattoo with your kids' names? You know, don't put the dude. But my only thing is, I don't know if I would be able to. Man, I would hate that. I would hate having to see the ex's name every day. I'd hate it.
Yeah, but you still got to see the ex and be a part of the ex because he's still the father of the kids.
Maybe.
So for me, I feel like.
Great.
She's obsessed with you. She's in love with you.
You have to see this a-hole's name every day?
Yeah, but it's next to the kid's name, so it's like father of the children.
I love these kids. I'm just, I'd like to believe that I have a valid point, too. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying this.
No. I'm just engaging with you. I'm just talking with you, talking it out.
So, yeah. This is where I'm in the middle, is that, yeah, I hear everything you're saying. I do get it. I would hope I could be adult enough to let it slide, but I'm not sure I could.
Yeah.
You know why? Because then when you're making the hostage exchange, you're there for a purpose. You're not hanging out. You're not going to lunch. You know what I mean? You're not being social. You're doing a job.
Yeah.
But man, I gotta see that. Man, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're a no. Get rid of it.
Well, I'd like to believe I could be team keep it. But I don't think I could do it. I don't know.
No. Yes or no.
Oh man. Adrian, what do you say? Oh, he's on the phone. Sorry, I didn't even look. Sorry, I was throwing a blind pass. I didn't even look.
You've sparked something, man. Phone lines are popping right now. Sorry.
I threw the no look, though, and I didn't realize you were on the phone. Where are you at on this?
My answer is I would love to say keep it, but I'd probably remove it. Back to Ben, I would also bring it up much if this is the woman that I know that I want to spend my time with, and I know that tattoo's there, I would say something about it early on.
And everybody else is keep it, keep it, keep it. Hang on. Heidi, why keep it?
Because it's there. She was married. She had kids. She had a husband. She had a whole life. I mean, can you imagine if you got divorced 5 times and you kept on scratching names off?
Stop putting people's names on your...
She just crosses them out, really puts funny. In your name.
Yeah, you just...
I love it.
Put, like, notches. We were good. Tally marks.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I had a question for you. First things first, did you put your tree up yet?
I'm doing it today.
Are you?
Yes, oh, that's cozy. So funny. Just text Lisa Pittman and I said, get that tree out, girl.
While it's stormy outside.
Uh-huh.
Lovely. Adrian's laughing because my hand on my hip.
I know. It was the vibe. It's perfect.
I've got girl hand, and it's actually on my back.
No, he was giving me girl talk, and I appreciated
it's on
it
my
so much.
It's on my back fat.
Uh-huh.
On my hip.
Sometimes Chet knows I just need, like, girly talk.
Sure.
So he puts his hand on his hip and gives it to me.
Sure. Real tree or fake tree? Obviously fake tree, because you said get that tree out.
Yeah, I used to love the real tree, but honestly, it's a pain in the butt, and it's too hard for me to put on the roof in my car. And I refuse to ask for help, so we're going fake.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Adrian, real tree, fake tree?
Fake tree.
Fake tree, of course. What do you think the percentage is of people now that get a real tree?
20%.
17.
Yeah. Because the idea is so great, but it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it's nightmare. Nightmare. And I think it has a lot to do with what part of the world you're into.
Yeah.
You know, like if you can go out and get one, like if there's trees that are around.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's a business. Up in the Northwest, it's a business.
Oh, for sure.
You cut trees. In fact, my dad's dream for me, he thought one day he wanted me, this is a God's honest true story. He wanted me to have land, preferably the farm, which is weird that, you know, that we spend time there now.
Yeah.
But he wanted me to rotate crops and be like pumpkins and Christmas trees. And so you got to get, you know, and so you grow pumpkins, rotate those around. And then every 3-4 years, you could switch out trees.
That would be what? That's wild.
Yeah, but the effort to benefit ratio.
No,
is not
you would
quite
kill
there,
it, but that I just can't suppose. Even envision it because I know you not as that.
I don't want people on the property.
Yeah, you're like, get out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's your motivator.
No, thank you. But it's a cool thing to be able to, you really go cool. out, cut down your own tree, you know, and then they wrap it. Now they got the wrapping stuff where they just kind of run it through. It almost looks like a wood chipper.
Yeah.
And it puts the net around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it on your car for you.
I mean, we've really advanced, but then I get home, I have to take it off my own car.
Oh, no, that's the nightmare.
Yeah. And then I have to just drag it out when it's dead and done. No, I'm not doing it.
The American Christmas Tree Association, the ACTA, is now concerned because fake trees are the norm. And it's not even close.
Oh, God.
The data confirms that artificial trees have become the standard in American holiday decorating.
Sorry, guys. They've just advanced so much.
These guys are young. And I get it. I get it. Because there's no money in the lumber anymore.
Yeah.
Can I ask you another question before we get to the break?
Yep.
Why are you telling... It's not this boss here that you told you love them.
Oh, my God. I was frantic texting.
Are you trying to get a holiday bonus?
No, I was texting the entertainment director at Fountain Blue last week.
Yeah?
And I was, you know, when you're frantically texting because you're getting ready to go into an event and you're half paying attention and you're like, okay, well, and then when I finished, I said, yeah, I'll handle it. All right. Got to go. Love you. Bye. And then naturally, I panicked.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I always try to be so respectful.
And professional.
So then I, of course. So then I said, wait, hang on. No, I don't love you. Why would I say that? Then I said,
God.
Then I said, wait, yes, I do love you, but in a professional way, not in like a weird way. That's weird. Then I didn't say enough, apparently. God, I hate myself. I said, well, I've made this very awkward now. I feel a little embarrassed. I can't stop talking, but I'm just sorry that I said all of those things.
And they've never replied once the whole time.
Nope, not at all. Then he hearted that, didn't say anything.
Of course not.
No comment. I saw him this week. I was so embarrassed. And I was like, hello. And he was like, what's up, Mick? Let it go.
You guys never had a conversation about it.
Why would we? I think he has like secondhand embarrassment. Here's the thing about me. I get nervous and awkward in situations that.
We all do.
But I have arguments like with myself. Like no one will ever respond. No. And I'll be like, so it just kept going. Like the text just kept flowing. Love you. Didn't mean that though. Didn't love you like that. Well, actually I do love you like that, but not like that. Is your wife on the phone? Like I had a meltdown.
Do you ever lose the argument that you're having
to myself?
Your
head? Yeah. Oh yeah. Every time.
All the time.
Oh yeah. I'm a humble fighter with myself.
I talk myself out of... I'm pretty sure that I'm going to win the fight, and then I end up losing it because I baffle myself with my own logic.
I know. Is that insane?
But I'm not speaking in my voice. I'm baffling myself with my wife's logic.
Exactly.
Or whoever else, because they're smarter than me. And
yeah,
I know
yeah, anybody else's logic.
Is smarter
we
than
never
me.
Win the fight.
No. Were you voice to texting?
No. No. It was even
that
worse.
It is weird.
Stop. Don't say it's weird. You think it's weird? Don't. Weird. I'm nervous. No, you think
weird.
It's weird?
It's a little weird.
Would you think it's weird if I... I'm getting nervous right now.
No,
I'm talking so fast because
no,
I'm embarrassed.
No, because it's us. Those noises aren't helping.
I'm embarrassed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9 o'clock on the nose, 18th day of November, 2025. 16 days until Toy Drive. 16! 2 weeks.
Unbelievable.
2 weeks from Thursday. The weather kind of gets you in that mood. Drop the temperature down a bit and it'll be right about that time. It's also weird to think about that if this is, if this holds, you know, steady, it's 56 today, so it's a little chill. But yeah, it could be down for upper 40s in the next couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
If it moves winter into the valley. It could also be 75. Who knows?
Listen, there was really cold days last year, and then there was like 3 days where it was like really nice out.
Roasting.
Yeah. No, but wasn't nice for you. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You know what it is? It's, and again, it's my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Span is not going to be pleased with me because I have not called her yet. And
Dr. Span, if you're listening.
I get this. So, and we never knew this until literally like 2 years ago. That I get a form of eczema on my hands. I have scars. I have scars from past years.
Yeah, it was crazy when I saw it last year.
Yeah, and even with the medication mm-hmm. and all that, I still get...
Yeah.
It's just
it
weird.
It makes sense. You're out there all day.
Yeah, but people are out in the outside working all the time.
They also go home into their beds and go to sleep. It's different. It's different.
It?
Yeah, we're going to just let me win this one. It's different. Yeah. You're literally outside for 14 days. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Great. Okay, you win. You can always win.
Yeah.
By the way, and holiday travel season. God, this is awesome. JetBlue flight from Boston to Tampa got delayed 3 hours last week before they finally... Oh, really? They hadn't even taken off? Oh, no, they did take off. Oh, they were delayed. Oh, geez. I semi-understand this just a touch, but still, control yourselves, people. So they got delayed for 3 hours before they finally took off. Then, about an hour into the flight, they had to turn around and go back to Boston. Here are the pilots calling air traffic control. This is legit.
JetBlue 1191, I just have some questions. Is the cockpit secure right now?
Hey, from cockpit secure, we had a customer vape in the lab, and smoking marijuana in the lab, which is like at the turn to Boston.
JetBlue 1191, roger.
For JetBlue 1191, we had a security issue on with a passenger, mostly a disturbance. They're smoking marijuana. Our crew inhaled it, and now we're overweight landing. So that's the main reason for the emergency.
Yeah. So they're loaded with gas, so they've got too much gas. They got too much gas to land, in theory.
Yeah.
And about an hour into the flight, some idiot goes in the bathroom and vapes weed.
No.
The crew inhales, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Not the pilots. Obviously.
No, but the crew.
But flight crew, flight attendants. If the pilots got high, that'd be a lot worse.
Yeah.
That'd be really bad. All 200 passengers are fine. They ended up canceling the flight.
That's crazy.
Because, again, not enough. Remember last weekend, we're still making our way out of the shutdown. They say everything's cool now.
Dude, I would be livid if I were in that plane.
No word on their name or what charges they're facing, but they were... Row one in first class. What are you doing?
Yeah. You think you wouldn't get caught?
What are you doing? Yeah. And why do you think you won't get caught? Because I'm vaping. And so you can't tell.
vaping.
Man, I usually think stuff is so funny, even to the point where it's inappropriate, but this would actually piss me off.
That's when you're mortified.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Or it's like, ah, crazy.
That's for passengers. Like, sorry, gotta land. Some guys smoking
reefer.
Yeah, and your
flight's getting canceled.
Yeah, dude.
Kidding me?
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This seems like the dumbest thing on the planet to me.
What?
But I'm not gonna argue with science. I'm not gonna argue with
good
the math.
For you.
I'm not gonna argue with the research.
All right.
Somebody looked at the resale value of different cars after 5 years. What do you think the two colors are that kill your car's value the most?
Red and blue.
Black and blue.
Oh, we're arguing science. No. Black?
I know.
Yeah, right.
Black's
like a neutral.
I'm trying to think if it's just because, like, I don't like white cars. I just don't.
Yeah, I feel like they get dirtier faster.
And
people
if you
would
do,
say
that's fine.
That's not true, but.
Yeah, I don't like gray necessarily.
No.
I like black and blue. Same. I like darker cars. I always have.
Me too.
Blue cars depreciate the most, losing an average of almost 30% of their value in the first 5 years. Black cars are next at 23%. It's not clear why we are unwilling to pay more for those two colors.
Not unwilling.
Kelly Blue Book says blue and black are two of the hardest colors to keep clean. But so what? If you're selling your car, you're going to wash it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're trying to sell a car, that's the first thing you do. You have dirty car.
Yeah, we're not gonna do this today. You opened with you're not gonna fight science and math, but it turns out
it kind of sounds like we're fighting it, doesn't it?
We're going to.
No, it sounds like
we're all in.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go. The first major artist to release a song as an exclusive digital download.
Whom?
Former Las Vegas residency headliners Aerosmith.
No way.
Did you ever go see that show?
No, and I wish I did.
So mad that I didn't too.
But he was a judge on American Idol, which is not the same thing at all. So I got to meet him.
Steven Tyler.
Yes.
The best.
And I was so excited. I was starstruck.
Great guy.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
Did you get to talk to him?
A little bit, not enough. And I will tell you, I don't get starstruck. I absolutely was.
For being a wackadoo, because he is.
Yeah.
But surprisingly normal.
Yeah, I love
it. He's just weird. He's just a weird dude. Yeah, he's an artist.
Musician.
Yeah, he's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
1,000,000%. Aerosmith, first major artist to release a song as an exclusive digital download. They did it in June of 1994.
No way.
That seems way ahead of the game. It was a song called Head First. If I could find it in a reasonable amount of time, I'd play it for you right now, but I don't think it really matters. Would you know if I just said, hey, here's Head First, you'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
What's this?
It was a 4 megabyte WAV file available only to CompuServe subscribers. Hey, if you get CompuServe, you can have the Aerosmith as a digital download. No CD, no vinyl.
That's nuts.
At the time, how long do you think it took
to
download?
Hour.
Minimum. Between 60 to 90 minutes to download one song.
So Gen Z doesn't know how lucky they have it.
I remember the early LimeWire days, too, where you'd think you were getting away with something by downloading an entire album in like 30 minutes. But, of course, it may also corrupt every file you have in your computer.
Yeah, but it was worth it.
In your brand new whatever it was.
Yeah.
Remember those ones with the color? Where it was the monitor and the computer
like
a precursor to a laptop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was a cool guy. I had a purple one.
Nice.
I was dope. Based on his height and how much marshmallows weigh, the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters would weigh about 3.87 million pounds.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Oh, and speaking of downloads and whatnot, the Morgan Freeman classic, 10 Items or Less, was the very first movie that was legally available for downloading. That wasn't until 2006.
No way.
I know, that seems late. The 1994 on the Aerosmith seems early. The 2006, we weren't downloading movies until 06.
That's not true.
Legally, again, legally, I think might be the key word there. Well, you know what? Why don't we leave that at that? And let's go. Follow us on social, legally, at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. Adrian!
Yes, sir. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And it is a massive week in the world of professional wrestling, including the countdown to John Cena's retirement. All that to say, there is a lot of content on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Subscribe on YouTube or listen wherever you get your free podcasts, including my personal favorite, that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me with consent at Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N.
Yeah, that's it. Are you singing?
Nowhere Lounge tonight.
Private thing?
No, and you're so on track. It's not usually my schedule. We're doing a little trio thing before the holidays kick into full swing.
Holiday themed?
Yes.
Is this what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
I know. You know, there are a lot of... And I used to be one of those people that if it was happening before Thanksgiving, I would cover my ears, hold my breath, stomp my feet. No.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, okay, I'm okay with easing into it.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I learned last year that Toy Drive consumes everything happily, love it, into it. But it's nice to, it goes by so fast into the holiday. It's nice to have a little before Thanksgiving.
And again, just in case, you know, if you're one of those people that goes, no, it's too soon. Well, no, it's really not. Toy Drive is 16 mm-hmm. days away.
Insane.
16, which 2 weeks and 2 days.
That's insane.
I know.
Here we go.
I feel like there's some sort of preparation.
I know.
Make sure you call somebody today and let them know you love them, that you haven't talked to in a while, because you never know when you might not get another chance. And tell somebody they did a good job today. It's funny. I've made a point to do it. Hey, that was really good what you did. Hey, that like specific about it. That was amazing. You're killing it. Whatever. And it's just big. And I feel better about it.
Yeah, it makes you feel better.
And then you'll find that starting to bounce back to you too.
I got to tell you something though. I did take it a little overboard. I got excited, over complimented somebody. I think they think I might have a little crush on them now.
Is this the Starbucks drive-thru again?
No, it's, I don't want to talk about it. It's a different person.
What did you do?
Nothing. I just was very overly complimented. I was like, you're so beautiful. Your voice is also so good, incredible. But I really meant it. But it might have made them a little uncomfortable.
Seemed a little disingenuous, maybe.
Well,
and
I just feel
a little...
like they were like, do you have a thing for me? And I was like, no, I'm just trying to take the words of Chet Buchanan. You know what? I'm going
to
walk away.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be nice to you.
Yeah, he said to be nice to you.
Yeah, no, instead, you look like you have fillers.
Yeah, so get away from me.
Yeah. Are those boobs, are those boobs real?
Yes. I don't have a crush on you, Chad. Just want me to be nice.
Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.